Floss, thanks for joining us today. I've been hearing that animal adoptions are up quite a bit nationwide. Is the same true at Denkai?
Adoptions are through the roof in terms of they've gone way up. We're probably getting at least 20 applications a day, and that's just been steady since this hit.
And how many adoption requests would you get in a normal day?
Normally we don't, you know, 5 maybe a day. So it's just gone up exponentially.
What are people looking for? Is it mostly dogs or cats or a little of both?
Definitely the dogs. There's been a little bit on the horses and stuff like that, but I think our main marketing is with the dogs.
You have cats up for adoption too, though, right?
We do. We have, I want to say, 6 cats and 0 applications for cats. They're hard to place. They're really hard to place.
Why is that?
You know, there's a huge overabundance of cats. Most people that have them have many. They just are not, I don't know, they've just never moved that well, adoption-wise, ever in the 17 years that I've done this. If they're kittens, they'll fly out the door. But adult cats just don't. The overpopulation problem has really done great at targeting dogs, and there are lots of groups that are trying to work with the cat, you know, overpopulation issue as well, but it has a long way to go, and it's way behind where it needs to be.
And how have you handled having people come out to fill out the paperwork and see animals with physical distancing rules in place?
We're having to follow some pretty, and we follow these policies anyway, but we've had to be a little more stringent with our adoption policies. We aren't just letting anybody who wants to adopt come out and look at dogs. They have to submit an application. They have to be pre-approved first, and then we try to make sure that they haven't had any exposure, or if they have, that they've quarantined the 14 days. And we've had that happen in one instance. We had a couple come out of Salt Lake that had to wait 14 days just to make sure that they weren't exposed before they came out. Wearing masks, gloves as well, as much as possible. And just, you know, if people that come out to adopt want to wear masks and gloves, we're just encouraging them to do that. Trying to stagger the appointment times for people as well, and wash hands and everything in between. And that seems to be working really well.
So, Floss, we've talked about animals leaving the sanctuary because they've been adopted. What about animals coming in from, say, rescue organizations? What are the numbers looking like right now?
I would say decline. Now we have this overabundance of adopters and foster homes and not enough animals to get out. I think we're going to have a surge in intakes once this lets up a little bit more. The majority of the dogs that are coming into us and cats are coming off of local reservations as owner surrenders. It's been interesting. Definitely a decrease, though. And I think part of that, too, is that the folks on the reservation that were typically our contacts for rescuing these animals are either quarantining or there are so many groups right now, everybody is begging for dogs, literally, because they can't get enough to satisfy the number of adopters that they have wanting them. It's become this crazy little deal where it's almost like now you have to fight to get dogs to rescue, which is ridiculous. But I do think that's going to flip around again. I think we're going to have a surge in intakes once some of this lets up.
What do you think has been your biggest challenge recently?
The hang-up we've mainly had was our state that requires all the dogs to be spayed and neutered prior to adoption. And when the state cut that out for veterinary offices, that made our lives really hard. And so we've had to take dogs into New Mexico to have spay and neuter done, and they cannot keep up with the numbers that we're running. So it's delayed some adoptions, which has been frustrating. But that would be, you know, the main hiccup that we encountered. I was on the phone like, we've got to figure this out. We can get an exemption from the state, which we did, just in case to, you know, spay and neuter after the ban is lifted or whatever. But we can't place unfixed adults successfully in a home and expect them to not be returned. It never works out. So I was glad to find those resources.
What do you think is driving the increase in adoptions these days? Why are people, you know, so keen to have a new dog in their lives right now?
several things, I think. I know a lot, and we've heard repeatedly from people that they're home right now, and now they've been wanting to adopt, but their lives have been so busy with work. In the past, they were working 12-plus-hour days, and they knew that they couldn't be home to take care of a puppy or, you know, be there with a dog to transition them into the home. And so now there's so many people home that they're jumping on the opportunity to get a puppy or get an adult dog. And I know a lot of groups are saying that, you know, how much recidivism is going to come off of all of these adoptions from all of these groups that are, you know, there's shelters that are clearing out completely. And we're trying to just prevent that and being able to still screen the people the best that we can, make sure that they're aware, you know, of the commitment even after they have to go back to work. And everybody so far has been really good. I think, too, pets are incredible therapy, and especially for people who are isolated and alone right now, having a pet, dog or cat or whatnot is huge for their mental health.
It's nice to have a little extra companionship right now.
Yes, absolutely.
Of course, the coronavirus pandemic has been hard on people, animals, businesses, nonprofits. Denkai Animal Sanctuary is a nonprofit. How have you fared in these times?
I would encourage people to continue to be generous with the nonprofits that they support, whether they're helping people or animals, or whatever service they're providing to the community, because right now nonprofits are really, really needed. And we've been so lucky with, you know, having some very generous supporters and being able to get a decent-sized grant lately and, you know, keep our store and keep taking really good care of the animals that are coming to us. So it makes an enormous difference for any nonprofit to have that.
Floss, thanks for taking time today to talk about this.
Thank you. I hope it helps.
Floss Blackburn is founder and president of the Denkai Animal Sanctuary in Cortez. There's more coronavirus coverage at KSUT.org. Reporting for KSUT, I'm Mark Dugan.